Welcome, everybody, to the second episode of The Synopsis. I am Zach. I will be your host through this journey. On today's episode, we will be discussing music, my favorite artists, my favorite people, and overall people you should listen to who you may or may not have heard of. So stay tuned while we dive into this hole that we call music. As you just heard in that introduction, listeners, we'll be talking about music today, so let's dive right on into the rabbit hole. No breaks, nothing else, just straight conversation and discussion between myself and your ears. I'm going to pretend that you guys are at least agreeing with me or talking back to me, something like that, that at least it doesn't seem like I'm just a madman living in my house talking to myself because nobody else wants to record with me. Why? I got off topic. Anyway, guys, music. Let's talk about it. Mainstream music nowadays, I don't listen to personally. I don't like the stuff that they have out mainstream right now. I don't really like the music they have out right now. That's why I listen to a lot of underground artists, if that's what you call them. Personally, I don't call them underground because I listen to their stuff on the daily, on the hourly, sometimes even by minute. But a lot of you might not know who these guys are, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to list a couple of artists who I recommend you should listen to, and then from there, you know, if you happen to like their stuff, go give them a follow on their Instagram or on the Spotify's and up their views, up their numbers, you know, YouTube, all that good stuff, and maybe we can actually get the music genre back to being where it used to be 20 years ago, where you had the popular bands like Blink-182 and Bowling for Soup and Eminem, Tupac, instead of what we have now, which honestly I can't mention 5 to 10 people who I would listen to now who is new. I ain't got no problem with people having their own style. I'm cool with that. But there's a lot of auto-tune nowadays. Lil Yachty, I think, is one. Lil Nas, I have no problem with, don't get me wrong, but I'm not into that country scene. I will listen to any music in the world. Any music in the world. Including foreign music, but I will not and refuse to listen to that country bumpkin shit. And yes, I said country bumpkin shit. And the reason I say that is because it's the same music every single time. A comedian once said, it's always, my wife left me, I ran over my dog with a truck, and now I'm sad. That is pretty much the gist of country music overall. So with that being said by myself, again, these are just opinions of myself. Nobody else, no company, nothing else, just me by myself with a microphone. So country music, no go for me. With that being said and my thoughts on country music, let's talk about some music and some artists that I listen to personally who I like. Let's talk about the most noticeable person I listen to, I believe, right now, Hoodie Allen. Now, if you haven't heard of Hoodie Allen, then you should really look him up. His song, No Interruption, is played a lot on Twitch by all the streamers. Everyone kind of knows what the song is, but they may not know who sings it, who raps it, who wrote it. That is Hoodie Allen from his Crew Cuts album that's over 10 years now, and it still holds up strong, which really says something about the song and the artist. If the song can live up over 10 years and people will still listen to it today. With that being said, not every single song, and I don't know how to put this in a nice way without sounding like a dick, but not every single song is going to be a banger. In my personal opinion, there are songs that Hoodie has put out where some of them are phenomenal, and other ones, even though everyone else loves them, I'm not too keen on. An example of that, Surprise Party. I understand it. I like it, but I don't think it's his best song. But according to his Spotify and his streams, Surprise Party is his best song, and then No Interruption, then Lady Killers with G-Eazy. I don't believe that's the way. I personally believe that Surprise Party is definitely lower down on that list. I would put No Interruption above it. I would put Two Lips, the acoustic version, which he did a crossover with Casanova, above it. I would put Come Around above it, and I would put Never Going Back above it. And that's just 4 off the top of my head that I can think of. Better than Surprise Party, again, in my personal opinion. Now, after the Crew Cuts album, Hoodie did an Americoustic. And the Americoustic was basically his top hits from the Crew Cuts album. It was, I believe, I could look it up, but I'm pretty sure it was No Interruption, No Faith in Brooklyn, Tulips, 18 and Cool, and there's a couple other ones on there, but the definite ones that I listen to still to this day are Tulips Acoustic, No Faith in Brooklyn, and No Interruption. All the acoustic versions, very, very good. Just shows his vocal range and his overall ability as an artist to really capture that moment when singing, when rapping, when doing whatever it is Hoodie does, which is just make music and make people happy. I have been to a Hoodie Allen concert. It was actually where I live right now. It was with Miles Parrish and Luke Christopher opening. Another two good artists. If you haven't heard of them, definitely check them two out as well. But they both opened. Hoodie came out and it was a great time. Everybody loved it. Everyone was on their feet. Everyone was cheering. Everyone was jumping. And everyone was enjoying themselves. Me and my wife had a great time there. We took a lot of videos. We took a lot of pictures. Really fun show. There was a balloon swan at some point, like a blow-up swan that Hoodie rode around the crowd with, that everyone was like, what is happening right now? And then there was cake involved, because Cake Boy came on, and of course, if Cake Boy comes on, there needs to be cake involved. And if you're not sure about the references I'm making, like I said, go ahead, go onto Spotify, look up Hoodie Allen, listen to some of his stuff, let me know what you think. Go into anchor.fm/Zach21/questions and you should be able to leave me a voice link and tell me about how you feel about my suggestions or anything you can think about putting onto the podcast we can talk about. However, getting off topic, self-promotion, I'm sorry. Hoodie Allen, 10 out of 10. Definitely recommend looking up his older stuff before you get to the new stuff, so you can kind of see the range that Hoodie has between his American Crew Cuts album all the way up to his new album coming out, Whatever USA, on August 16th. Tours will start September 19th. If you haven't got tickets for those yet, you can go into Ticketmaster.com. Hoodie will have a lot of tickets available as of right now of this recording, because we're only just starting July. But definitely recommend going to one of his shows. Have a look at who is opening for him. Check out their stuff as well. I don't know who's opening for him in what town, but when I saw him and Miles Parrish and Luke Christopher were opening, I'd always look at the artist's stuff who is opening, so you at least get an idea of what their songs are or what their style is. That normally gives you a lot more fandom with people. With that, it will help grow up-and-coming artists, and it's always something we want to do, is get the up-and-coming artists to that point where they become the artists having their own show. A perfect example of that is who I'm going to be talking about next, is Ryan Caravillo. Ryan Caravillo came to my town, he did a show, and the person performing below him was Justin Stone, and I never heard of Justin Stone. I checked out his stuff on Spotify and I started listening to him, and you know, I was like, you know what, I dig this dude, I dig what he's doing, I dig his vibe, so I started listening to Justin Stone. And from Justin Stone, I started listening to other artists which Spotify suggests to me. All because I liked Ryan Caravillo. And how did I get to Ryan Caravillo? From Spotify suggesting artists to me from listening to Hoodie Allen. So from Hoodie Allen to Ryan Caravillo to Justin Stone. Now there's a triangle that starts to be formed, and then from Justin Stone, there's other artists, like I said, Luke Christopher, Miles Parrish from Miles Parrish. We got to Scotty Sire, who was a big YouTuber as well, who I like some of his songs, Gonna Get Better. My daughter absolutely loves it. It's the only song that will stop her from crying and fussing. So shout out to you, Scotty, if you're listening. I highly doubt you are. But if you are listening, Scotty Sire, thank you for making the song Gonna Get Better with Bruce Wagner. I get another one, Bruce Wagner. So now we've gone from Hoodie Allen to Luke Christopher to Miles Parrish to Ryan Caravillo to Justin Stone, back to Miles Parrish, down to Scotty Sire, over to Bruce Wagner. So you can see this kind of network that everybody is associated in just because of them opening from one person, and then that one person doing his thing suddenly creates his gateway for everybody else. So let's talk about Ryan Caravillo and move on from Hoodie. Like I said, new album, Whatever USA, August 16th. Go check it out. Never Coming Back, Come Around. That's what you should listen to before Whatever USA. So Ryan Caravio, guys, Ryan Caravio's very first song I heard was Grim Reaper, and it was a very good song. I enjoyed it very much, and this is what started me on listening to Ryan Caravio. Now, it's not just the only song that he has. Most recently, he just released a song called Murder. Very good song. Definitely should recommend listening to it. He has many other good ones. I will list off a couple of my favorites right now for you. Grim Reaper, I already said. Murder. Peanut Butter Waffles, one of his newest ones. Absolutely love that song. Deceived. Corner of the World. Ghost. Take Me Down. Paradise, pretty much. Feelings. We could go on and on and on. We really could. But I'm not going to dwell too much on the artist's songs. I'm just going to say to listen to them instead. Now, Ryan's style is a lot like Woody Allen's style. There is a lot of singing / rapping into it, which I'm personally a fan of. And when I say rapping for Ryan Caravero, it's not rapping as much as it is singing to the beat, kind of. But he does it well. It's very hard to describe, but I definitely tell you to listen to his stuff because it gives you that vibe. And that vibe is just a very mellow, chill kind of up at 3 a.m. playing Overwatch and Battlegrounds with your TV volume at 50, because if it's too loud, the fridge will make a noise, you know, you'll be tripping. If you don't get that reference, I highly suggest going to listening to Peanut Butter Waffles. You will get that reference afterwards. You'll come back and be like, Zach, all right, I see you, my boy. You have some smarts in you. Not that much, but just a little bit. So that's a reference to one of the lines in Peanut Butter Waffles. But like I said, Ryan Caravero, very good artist. Like, very underutilized, underrated in my personal opinion. Like a lot of these artists on this list. That's the whole idea of these names of people, not lists as much. I keep saying lists. I'm just used to saying that word. I need to dwell away from it. But these artists are very underrated, and compared to the stuff that you hear on mainstream media now, they should be up there. They should be the artists we listen to, not this stuff that's on the radio. I can't deal with it. I really can't. You have all these artists making phenomenal music, great music that people can be emotionally invested to. And we had this conversation on the last podcast about anime and Japanese dub versus sub. It's the emotion that draws you in. You can tell when somebody's making music because they love music, and when someone's just making music for, as the kids say now, the clout. Which in my day we used to say for the money, for the coin, for the cash, you know, for the bands maybe. But now it's the clout and the smoke. And if you listen to the last podcast, I found out what the smoke means. It means a fight. It's a Cardi B song. Again, I don't know what a Cardi B is. I never listened to any of her stuff. But if, from what I hear, she's a lot like what Lil' Kim was back in my day. And that's kind of showing you my age. So if you do the math on that, it'll kind of show you how old I am. So I'm not really going to dwell too much on how old I am, because no one wants to listen to an old man ramble. Maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe I should ramble more about some other stuff. But Ryan Caravero, highly recommend. So with him being said and put, let's go on to somebody else who, from Ryan, again, this kind of networking system. I first heard this person's song after Spotify recommended an artist after listening to Ryan Caravero. Now, this artist is from New Jersey. He goes by the Jersey Devil, and if you already know who I'm talking about, then you know what's going to happen next. It's going to be a great little segment that I'm talking about. The Jersey Devil himself, Ashton Larold. Ladies and gentlemen, Ashton Larold, aka Ashy Larry, BKA Jeremy. Oh, I'm using, we're breaking kayfabe right now. We're breaking the kayfabe, and if you get that reference too, shout out to you. We're using the real names, boys. But Ashton Larold, very first song I heard from him was from his Jersey Devil album, and it was the song Chris, which is a very raw and emotional tribute to his friend Chris. And me hearing this song, I was going through some stuff at the time, and as soon as I heard this song, I was like, wow, this song really hits home with me. And it's just, you can hear in, Ashton's voice. You can hear in Ashton's voice during this song the emotion and the feeling that he has. How raw it is, how uncut it is. Like, this boy doesn't just have talent, but he can draw you in with his lyrics. And that's what the song Chris did. It brought me in to listen to Ashton Larrold. And from that one song, I was instantly hooked. And I've spoken to Ashton a couple of times. And Ashton, if you're listening by chance, shout out. I would love to have your anime review on one of my podcasts. So if you want to do that, let me know. Send me your review and I will be more than happy to share that with the world, with the whole 4 people listening to this podcast, because I'm that famous compared to your hundreds of thousands on Spotify. Not the point, no. But the whole point of this was Ashton's words on that song drew me in and then kept me as a listener, as a fan of him. Now, me and Ashton have spoken a couple of times about things, various projects or just life, whatever it may be. His newest songs that he have released, he's really shown a range and a difference of styles that he can go to. And this man isn't just talking about, oh, I can just do rap. This man has released hip-hop pop songs. Say that 5 times real fast. Send it to me. Let me see how you do. But he's released songs like that. He's released songs that are emotional. He's released songs that are fun. Released songs that kind of go with everyone else. That go with the flow of how the trends are going. But he can do it all. He really can. And I highly recommend, if you haven't listened to Ashton Larrold, you definitely listen to Ashton. He got his name from the Dave Chappelle character, Ashy Larry, which is a fun factoid that not a lot of people know. So, if you did know that, shout out to you. If you haven't watched the Chappelle Show, go and watch the Chappelle Show. Amazing, amazing show. Way ahead of its time. All the jokes stand up today. A lot like Richard Pryor's jokes stand up today. But I'm going off topic. Bring it back, Zach. Come back. Talk about Ashton a little bit. So let me tell you 3 or 4 of Ashton's songs that I really like right now. And maybe a couple that you should listen to in the future. One of my favorite songs right now is Broken. Grew Up. I Wonder. I could go on. One Take was a good song. Ghosts, Stressed, Nicotine, Frozen, On My Wave, that is with High Res. So if you know who Res is, he's coming up again recently. His new album's been released. Him and Ashton did a collab together, very good. Keep My Head Up, All Right was a very good song. His new album, Keep Dreaming Kids, has a lot of good songs in it. August 12th was on there, Purple and Maroon, Keep Dreaming Kids itself, a very good song. He has nearly 25,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. So if we can get that up, he's only 15 away to get to that 25,000 mark. If that will happen, I'd appreciate that somehow. Give me a shout out. Say, hey, Zach sent me. Make sure that we get this credit synopsis crew. If we get to 25,000 on Spotify, I want to give that push to Ashton to really get his name out there. But the song Keep Dreaming Kid, very good. August 12th as well. Oh, August 12th was such a good song. And if you haven't listened to any of Ashton's stuff, I recommend Chris and August 12th as your top 2 to listen to. The reason I loved August 12th so much, it was just that summery kind of vibe that sets you back to when you were in middle school, when you were in high school, just all hanging out with friends, when you just didn't give a fuck. And I know I said I was trying to make this a family-friendly podcast. I am, but this is one of those instances where you can literally say this was a song that was made for you as a kid when you didn't give a fuck. There was no care in the world, no bills, no nothing. You just had friends, you had fun, and you enjoyed life. Before life came crashing down on you and the shit show that we call life happened. August 12th definitely is that song where you can just be like, oh my god, this takes me back to 2007 when I'm just chilling outside with my friends, we're out drinking, we're having a good time, and we're just enjoying our life. Or for you younger listeners of the podcast, it takes you back to 2011 or 12. Again, I'm kind of showing my age with me saying that, but it is what it is. I'm 28 years old, guys. I don't know why I'm trying to hide it. I'm 28. I'm old. I know my body's falling apart. It is what it is. But August 12th by Ashton Laurel, definitely my number one song for you to listen to. Then listen to Go, listen to Chris. Put those two songs together and you'll get a great range of emotional and vocal talent that Ashton has. Again, August 12th, and then follow it up by Chris. And if you're still feeling it, if you're still in the mood, let's go all the way back up now and we'll go to Broken. It's the newest release, not the remix. As much as I like the remix, the original one was, in my opinion, a lot more emotionally investable. So go from August 12th to Chris, and you're going to go from Chris back to Broken. The original Broken, not the remix. Even though I do love the remix, don't get me wrong. Do that three. Let me know. Get this man up to 25,000 views. 25,000 listeners per month on Spotify. I keep saying views like this is a YouTube thing. It's podcasting. Even though there is a YouTube version out here, it is by listens, not by views. So if I say views, you know why. But Ashton Laurel, check him out. And from there, we're going to go on to Kim Caputo, who is another up-and-comer on YouTube. She has over 100,000 subscribers. She has 130,000 now, I believe, as of this recording. And I've been following her since she had about 15,000. And the way I found Kim, again, was this beautiful network that we have on the underground. And shout out to AMG Music. If you're listening right now, AMG, shout out Brady, shout out Nomad. You guys are doing an amazing job down there, killing the game. And this is how I found out about Kim. She was signed with AMG, along with Ashton at the time. Really doing some good stuff. So Kim Caputo is completely different to everyone else who's been on this list so far. Kim is a singer-songwriter. If you haven't checked out her YouTube series, check out her YouTube series. She does multiple things where she makes songs from messages from ex-lovers, messages from her boyfriends, messages from her parents, from fans, etc., etc. She does songs from them. Messages on YouTube comments, messages from, I don't know, Jeffree Star tweets or James Charles tweets, stuff like that. She can create a song out of nothing. It really is a talent that's lost nowadays in the industry, because a lot of people just put music together by putting a couple of beats and then talking about money or fame or weed or whatever it may be. Kim can take a song out of maybe three words and create this story from it. This whole entire story, and you're just like, wow, she really did that. She made this song out of literally nothing. And she made it herself. She doesn't have anyone else helping her. She can play her own music. She plays a piano. She does her mixing. She does everything. And it really is amazing to see how far this woman has grown as an artist, from 15,000 to over 130,000 viewers on YouTube, subscribers on Spotify, listeners, whatever you want to call them. And going from there has just really been an amazing journey to watch. From Dirty Peaches to her newest album releases, her newest song releases, I should say, not albums, because a lot of these artists don't do albums off the top. They just do a couple of songs, and then that way, you know, you guys get an idea of what's coming and what's not. So Kim's newest song, Not Ready for Love, is out on all available platforms. I recommend Fantasy, Dirty Peaches, and You on You as the three songs to listen to from Kim. She is only at 4,000 monthly listeners right now. Let's try and bolt that up to 5 at least. But this woman has a lot of talent, a lot of potential, and her YouTube stats speak a lot better than her Spotify stats. But regardless of that, she can definitely create something out of nothing. And I will keep harping on that about how she can do that. So with that being said about Kim, we're not going to stick onto Kim Caputo too long, because like I said, she's still new, still up and coming. If you are to listen to her music, I recommend listening to her YouTube channel music first to get an idea of what she can do. Then jumping over to Spotify, hitting that follow button on that top right for her to get her those monthly listeners. That will help her out tremendously. But check out her YouTube channel. It's just Kim Caputo. Simple as that, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Now we're going to move on to my last
two people, three. Let's do three more. We'll do three more artists today. We're going to go on to somebody I've known for over 10 plus years. Stan the Man, a.k.a. Jaime. Like I said, me and this man go back a long time. We were the founding fathers of the group Fusu. That was our team on Warhawk back on the PlayStation 3. And that became a thing very quickly. I'm not sure how, but it did. It became a thing. And we've known each other ever since then. We played FIFA together back in the day. Maybe FIFA 12, I think it was. Something like that. It must have been earlier than FIFA 12. We've known each other since like 2007. That's crazy. But Stan's recently come onto the music scene, and he's trying to get everything working for him. He's trying to get his followers up, his views up, YouTube, Spotify, all that stuff. So if you haven't, go ahead, go and find Stan the Man, aka Jaime. That's H-E-M-I. Give him a subscribe, give him a follow. Tell him that the Synopsis crew sent you. You know, Zach sent you. I'm trying to get this man out there. He has a lot of good talent. He has a lot of good songs. He's been writing music for over 10 years. Ever since I've known him, he's wrote a lot of music. And now he's finally decided, you know what? It's now or never. I'm going to try and make this my job, make this my livelihood, make this my career. So he's gone out there. He's got himself a studio. He's recorded some songs. He's mixed them himself. He's produced them with some friends. And he's just made videos. He's made music his passion and his lifestyle right now. And I have nothing but respect for Stan for that. A couple of songs. Why They Hate Him. Definitely recommend Why They Hate Him. Phenomenal song that he produced and wrote. He has a music video on his YouTube channel. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out already. You can pause the podcast, go check it out, come back, write a comment. Let me know what you think. I personally love the song. Like I said, I've known this man for over 10 plus years, and I have nothing but respect for him, nothing but love sending his way. I really do hope that he does well in this industry. I hope that he can actually make something, make some money, support his family, and really just give it a go. You know, there's no harm in trying what you believe in life. Like, in life, we're so used to being told, no, we can't, and no, this isn't going to happen. I can't believe you're going to try this. This isn't reasonable. This isn't smart. This isn't, you know, this isn't something you should do. But that those no's and no's and no's makes us want to say yes and makes us want to do it. It motivates us more. Two things can happen in life when you're told no. You just sit down and give up, or you say no, fuck you, and you do it anyway, and whatever happens, happens. And Stan is one of those who's always said, fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway. After two tours in the military, in the army, this man did two tours in Afghanistan. He came out, got a job working for a local company. I'm not going to name the company or whatever, like, but we know what it was between me and him. We know who the company was. We know what the job was. And while he was doing that, started making music, said, fuck it, people have told me no for so long in my life, it's time for me to say yes. So Stan, check it, brother. We'll do a podcast together. I'll have you on the show. We'll do some Q&As. We'll learn more about you. We'll play some of your music. You know what? Maybe what I'll do is in this background music here, I'll insert why they hate him, or maybe have like an interlude or something. Give the viewers, the listeners, sorry, not the viewers, this isn't YouTube, Zach. Give the listeners something to listen to so they can be like, oh, okay, I see my boy Stan. I see Jaime. That way they can get out there, they can listen to some of the stuff, and we can really get this man something he deserves. Like I said, a veteran for the United States of America. So even if you don't like the music, you're still going and supporting a veteran, which is something that a lot of people don't do nowadays. We don't really give thanks to those who deserve them. And that's not just talking military. That's not talking army. That's just talking every day. So if you're there at home right now, you're listening to this, pick up the phone, call your parents, call your brother, your sister, your wife, your son, your daughter, whoever it may be, and give thanks for something. And I'm not getting preachy on you guys, but life is so fucking short, guys. Life is so short. And there's so many things in life that you worry about day in, day out. We worry about bills, we worry about money, and I'm exactly that way. I worry about all of that shit, but at the end of the day, when I get home from my long ass job from working 50-60 hours a week, and I go home and the first thing I see is my daughter smiling at me because her dad's come home, all of it disappears for that brief period in time. Everything disappears, and you know why you're here. You know what your life is to do, and it's to support your family, or to say thank you to them, or just to share love. And that's what Stan preaches, man. He preaches sharing that love, sharing that positivity with people, because there's too much negativity in the world right now. Yes, the planet's going to be fucked if we don't do something about it. So let's stop complaining about it and let's take some action. Let's stop using plastic. Let's stop using straws. Go vegan like myself. You know, or even vegetarian. One hamburger takes 140 gallons of water to produce. Just let that sink in. 140 gallons. It's enough for a household for a year. Maybe 2 years. And we have problems in other countries about droughting. We have problems in Arizona right now. Arizona's hot as a motherfucker right now. You can't even walk on the streets without your shoes melting. But yet we can produce enough water to process animals through. I'm getting off topic. I'm sorry, guys. We'll talk about that another time. But Stan the Man, a.k.a. Jaime, check him out, YouTube and Spotify. I'm going to leave a piece of his track right here so we can listen to it as we go into our final two, who I'm going to put together, the Hold Up Music and the homie, the man himself, Dylan.
Ugh. Bitches talking down bad on me. Guess they must be wearing pads on me. See me happy, they get sad on me. Get bored and they show their ass on me. Not interested, put it up, cause it's not enough. I had it in every time and never filled my cup. That's why soon as you went to sleep, I used to catch a cut. Haul over one of your friends just to catch a nut.
Okay, guys, so that was Stan's Why They Hating. Like I said, check him out. Spotify, YouTube, my boy is doing work. All right, last two guys we're going to talk about today on the Synopsis podcast. The Hold Up Music and Denim Reese. I'm going to start off with The Hold Up, a.k.a. Mike. Now, fun story about Mike is that I actually only discovered him because of Dylan Reese. And again, big old network of people meeting each other. Me and Dylan know each other. I found him when he was Dylan McFly. And that's a shout out to Dylan Reese, a.k.a. Dylan McFly, when he was doing his old school rap. And he kind of disappeared for a little bit. I couldn't really find much about him until he came back as Dylan Reese. And me and him had spoken a little bit, and I went to see his concert, and he was basically opening for The Hold Up. And I had no idea who The Hold Up was, never heard of Mike, but my main reason for going was to say what's up to Dan, to see him face to face, and be like, yo, what's good, brother? So me and my buddy ended up going to see Dylan and The Hold Up. We went, we saw Dylan perform, hung out a little bit, and he said, yo, you're going to love this dude, he's really good. He's got a lot of talent, and, you know, we're doing some big things. They're actually going to do a collaboration together that's going to be released real, real soon. I'm not exactly sure when. So, Dylan, whenever that comes out, let me know so I can promote it a little bit. Thank you. But him and Mike are going to be doing a song. It's coming real soon together. But so me and my buddy went there, and I heard Mike sing. And he talked about some of his songs, and he did some songs. And I was like, yo, this dude is vibing. And I would have stayed for the whole set if I didn't have to get home to my child. You know, father is always going to come first over anything else. At the end of the day, you do what you do to look after your kid. So we went, we saw Mike, and we saw Mike perform. And I was like, dude, this dude is really good. He's vibing, he's chilling. Him and Dylan are knocking out the whole crowd that we had. Like, they were doing work. People in the crowd didn't even know who either one of these guys were. They just was like, oh, there's a concert happening. We're just going to go and chill, whatever. But a few of us there knew what was up. So it was cool. It was fun. It was a good time. But I listened to Mike, and I loved his shit. I really did. I loved his shit. A couple of songs I highly recommend are The Drugs. Great song by Mike, The Drugs. So if you haven't heard of that song yet, I would definitely recommend that as being one that you go check out. It's called The Drugs. It's by The Hold Up Music, just aka The Hold Up on Spotify. 366,000 monthly subscribers, so he is known. Another couple songs I would recommend is Acting Up. Again, a really good song that I liked, Acting Up. Drive, another good song where you can just kind of chill out and vibe to and just relax. So let's go with those three to begin with, so you can really get an idea about what Mike is as a musician and as a person. So a little backstory about Mike is that he used to be in a band called The Hold Up, and when he moved out of his state, he took the rights to the band and he started making music by himself. And he is where he is now because he is a phenomenal talent. He's very talented, very good at what he does. His songs are on point. the emotion is there, the feel is there, and when you watch him live and when you go to live events, he sounds exactly like he does in the studio. And that's something that's very rare nowadays, is somebody who sounds exactly like they do in the studio, because again, it's all auto-tuned, it's all edited to make people sound better than they are. But everyone on this list, every single person on this list I have seen live, I have seen perform, with the exception of Kim. But I've seen her at VidCon. She was just at VidCon performing, and there was a live show. You can't fake talent like that when you're a singer. Simple as that. But every single person on this list sounds exactly as they do in person, as they do in the studio. And it's amazing how that talent is so wasted nowadays, with so much auto-tune and so much people just not caring anymore. Like I said, all about the clout, all about money chasing, but not about the art. And that's something that everyone on this list really does do well, is the art. Even though they may not have many views, it's all about, it's not about money for these people. It's about having the fan base, the listeners, the, you know, the family, basically. As fans, we're a family to these people, because basically we're supporting their hopes, we're supporting their dreams. And if we can help them make a little bit of money while they're doing that, then so be it. But it's not about the money for these people. It's about having that fandom and them being like, hey, the fans know you are better than this person. You should be there, not them. So with that being said, The Drugs by The Hold Up, Drive, two songs that I highly recommend. There's a bunch more. I could go on and on about Mike, but what I'm not going to do is spend too much time on one person, because you guys are here to listen to multiple artists, multiple people. So let's move right on to the final person of the day, the homie Dylan Reese. Now Dylan, like I said, new from Dylan McFly, me and him, we talk a bit, we chill. When we did, he did the concert, we hung out for a little bit. It was a vibe. The dude's a great down to earth guy, the vanilla boy himself, Dylan Reese. Where do I even start with this man? Is down to earth. Man loves what he does, and he has some bangers of some songs. Let's talk about a couple of those songs right now. The first one I'm going to talk about, there's so many good ones. If I'm trying to say here is a Dylan Reese song you need to listen to, I would go with Karma. That would personally be my first one, followed by Hustler, and then Slip and Slide. Those are the three that I would recommend right now. Breathe just came out 3 days ago. So check out Breathe. Stream it as much as you can. Definitely check that out. But those are the three right now that I would recommend you listen to. Breathe being the fourth, which I'm struggling to do right now for some reason. So what I'm going to do real quick is I'm just going to take a quick drink. As I took my drink and was editing this, I realized that the rest of the podcast didn't record, so I was talking to myself for another 4 or 5 minutes, not really doing anything, so that is always great, isn't it? So winding down the Synopsis podcast right now, guys. All those artists who I've mentioned, please go check them out. Their Instagrams, their Twitters, are all their names, basically. Dylan Reese Music, Kim Capullo, Stan the Man, aka Jaime, Hoodie Allen, Ryan Caravio, Ryan Oakes, who is somebody who we didn't really get to touch upon on this show today, but Ryan Oakes is another one of those artists who is highly underrated, and all comes from this network of people. And that's the idea of the Synopsis podcast, guys. It's that even though there's not many of us listening, there's not many of us involved, there's not many people who care, that's fine, they don't need to give a shit, because I don't either. I'm doing this for fun and for at least those two or three people who actually want to listen. But the point that I'm making is this. The network of people is what helps. And as a human race, it's our job to network. And I don't want to be a preachy, preachy guy. I'm not about that life, okay? But what I am about is this. When we are people, and little Jimmy, shout out our truth. Little Jimmy's having a bad day, okay? And you know this podcast might lift his spirits up, even if it's for those 10, 20, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it may be, however long my shitty podcast lasts, okay? That's what we want to do. All those artists who I've mentioned today are all from one network of people, basically. All started from Hoodie Allen today. Today's podcast. Go back and listen. We started at Hoodie Allen and we ended up at Dylan Reese. How did we get there? We went through like 10, 12 people who we didn't even necessarily go into about all their songs and about how good they are. But Ryan Oakes is a perfect example of that. Great talent, great music, should be on the mainstream media. Brings in that emotion that you need for your songs. He does that.
And that's the thing what we gotta do, is if we network as a group, we can make these people more famous and make this mainstream media good again. We go back to Mozart, go back to, Pachelbel, go back to Beethoven. It doesn't matter, you can go back as the beginning of time, Henry VIII or whatever, Greensleeves, who cares? Music has always been based on one thing, emotion. And that's what all of these artists can successfully do. And they bring emotion because they care about their fans. They care about what they do as a living. It's not about clout. It's not about money. It's not about paper chasing for these guys. It's about the fans. I own every single piece of Dylan Reese's merchandise. And that's not because I'm a fanboy. That's not because I'm like, oh my God, maybe he'll notice it, me. No, no, no. It's because I truly believe if you support somebody, good things will go their way, good things will come your way, and you'll be able to share that love with other people. People will see me wearing Dylan Reese's Morning Coffee hoodie on the street and be like, whoa, that's a cool hoodie. Where'd you get that from? Oh, well, let me tell you about my boy Dylan Reese. He did this song, he did this on Spotify, this on YouTube, and now he's making money doing something he loves. Same with my buddy Stan. I can have stuff on the back of my car promoting him, my music promoting him, my podcast even promoting him. The song I played after the segment I did talking about him was Stan's music. He sent it to me. I put it into the podcast. Great time. But this is what I'm trying to say. Share what you believe and share what you love. And maybe, just maybe, one of those days, it will come your way where you want to do something. Someone will support you. You'll get that investment initially. And then everyone and everything you want to happen will suddenly come your way because one single person believed in you. And that's what it's about, Synopsis Crew. And we'll work on that name because the Synopsis Crew doesn't work. Maybe the Synopsis Squad. I don't know, something like that. But that's not what we're talking about with our name change today. We're not talking about that. The Synopsis blank. Let me know in the comments or whatever it may be. Send an email or do something, let me know. But if we all band together, we'll be able to support these artists, support these people, support your friends, your family, their dreams, whatever it may be. I'm not preaching, I'm not begging, I'm just saying. That initial investment in one person could turn around and change something completely and in return, be good for you as well. Thank you so much for watching, for listening, for sharing, for liking, for subscribing, for following, whatever it may be, whatever platform you are on, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, it doesn't matter. Even if you're just listening with a friend, it don't matter to me. Even if you're illegally streaming, hey, how you doing? Yah-ha-ha, you're a pirate too. Listen, it doesn't matter. Your support means the world to me, so I can keep making these little podcasts, these little life events, life lessons. Next episode, it's going to be one of three things. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but in the title of the episode, we'll obviously be able to know what it is. It's going to be one, video games, the history of video games, the generational gap, and I may have a co-host come on this podcast with me. Two, will be a review of Fight of the Fallen and Extreme Rules, and we'll do a wrestling podcast. We'll talk about AEW, WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the past, the present, and what comes in the future. Or three, we're just going to talk about life, and we're going to talk about how I got to where I am today, my job, what I do for a living, you know, how I want my life to go, etc., etc., hardships, trials, I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go along, guys. But again, as I said earlier, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, The Synopsis. I have been Zach. I hope I have been more than helpful in your guide through this episode, and I will see you all, hear you all, listen to your words, everything possible, on the next podcast we have. Thank you and have a good day. Surprise! We're not done yet here on the Synopsis podcast. We have a couple of bonus parts because your boy forgot to add them in while he was making his first podcast, and it kind of doesn't flow together, so we're going to add it as a bonus. We're going to be talking about some foreign music, specifically the Japanese music that I've been listening to right now, with the first band being Acid Black Cherry. To all my Japanese listeners, which are probably just one person, whatever, You guys already know who these are. But if you haven't, and you do not speak Japanese, it's okay. Just listen to this song, 21st Century Boys. Look it up on Spotify. It's 20, the plus sign, and then the infinity sign, Century Boys. You don't have to learn the language. You don't have to speak the language. But to listen to music, you can hear it. And like I said in the podcast, music is universal and is based on emotion. Acid Black Cherry have that perfectly down here with 21st Century Boys. The emotion is there. The style is there, the rock is there, the universal language of music is right there. So you don't have to know Japanese to understand what they're saying. You can feel what they're saying. Another band who I want to talk about from the Japanese genre is Kankakuki Pryo. If that's said right, I butchered it, I know. Let me say it again. Let me get my Japanese on. Kankakuki Pryo. They have a great couple of songs that you can easily listen to. They're from the same lead singer of Acid Black Cherry, was in this band before Acid Black Cherry. So, a nice little segue between the two there. But this band has done a couple of themes for Black Clover, which if you listened to our last podcast, you will know I'm a big fan of Black Clover. That's why I'm recommending this band again. You don't need to know the language to really understand the feel. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to get across to everybody, is that they don't have to understand it to appreciate it. Now, I did miss out somebody who is American. And I did speak about Ryan Oakes, which was fine. But the one person I missed out was Lucidius. Now, I don't know how I forgot about Lucidius, but Lucidius is another one of those singer rappers who I just love. And the reason I think he's so good is because all of his songs really speak out to somebody. His newest song, Changes, speaks about how it doesn't matter if you're white, black, Asian, Puerto Rican, male, female, straight, gay, lesbian, whatever it may be. That everyone is, at the end, is just the same and we're all related somehow, we're all people somehow. That really speaks to a lot of people, especially during Pride Month that just happened recently in America. Everybody was really talking about Lucidius' song on the underground scene, which was great. Lucidius has a bunch of other great songs, Waiting For You, one I highly recommend. If you haven't heard Waiting For You by Lucidius, go ahead and check it out. A really good song, like really emotional. Like I said, music is powered by emotion. And when I say emotional, I'm not talking about wah, let me cry, like emotional breakdown kind of thing. Emotion can be many things. Emotion can be happiness, sadness, craziness, fight or flight. All of that is an emotion that's in the human brain. So when I say music is emotional, I'm not talking about just sad. I'm talking about those feelings when you are really happy. Those feelings when you are just excited, you're crazy, you love life. That's an emotion that everyone needs to try and keep captured. That lightning in a bottle, it doesn't strike twice, but if you can capture it and keep it, it will keep you going and keep you surviving. And that's what you want to be doing. Lucidius does that great here, captures it very well in this song, Waiting For You. Like I said, he has many other good songs. If you want me to mention more off the top of my head, let me see. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's so many people I could talk about. There really is. Like people, songs, everything. Do the Talking was another good one. Moment of Silence, another good one. TJ Hickey is another good artist who I didn't even mention in the podcast. And the reason I'm mentioning these people now is because as I was scrolling through my playlist, as I was listening to my music while editing this podcast, I realized I missed out a lot of people and a lot of style that I would normally give off. And that style, like, my style isn't just rap. It's a lot of things. Like, I have Drake Bell on my playlist, okay? I have Dappy for all my UK fans on the playlist. Bowling for Soup. The Nightmare, another Japanese band who is fantastic. I've already mentioned that. Lil Dicky. Bish is the name from who made Paint It Black, another Black Clover song. You know, Bruce Wagner, who I cannot talk about enough. Better Off This Way, great song, superb, highly recommend. Lisa, another Japanese artist who's just doing great things right now out there. The song Crossing Field, I highly recommend, very good, from Sword Art Online. But all these people, you just can't praise enough music on how much it affects your daily life, and whether that be just listening in the car on the way to work or to school, or while you are working, or like you're in a grocery store or a retail store and you're hearing music and it suddenly gives you that flashback. That's what music is for, to give you that reminiscence of a time where it was better. And that's what music should be, a time where it's better and everyone is still enjoying and everyone is having fun. And that's something I didn't really mention in the podcast signing off, is that we have all these artists, all these people, all these songs and everything. See, we could go on for hours and hours and hours. I don't want to go on for hours, though, because that's just not going to make a fun podcast. That's going to make a really boring podcast. I want these podcasts to be fun and everyone, you know, has their own opinions and can debate and all that good. I love that. That's what I love about podcasts, is you can be your opinion and then everyone else can have their opinion based off of yours, etc., etc. That's what music does. And like I said, we could talk for hours upon hours. And when we do our next episodes, and when I finally get a co-host in here for one of those episodes, we're going to talk about some music as well, and what they would listen to, etc. And we're going to get their opinions on music, and their opinions on all that stuff. How to make it happen. Hi-Rez was another one. Rez just released a new album. I mean, we could go on and on and on. These are just people I'm thinking of and pulling off the top of my head. The main podcast, I got the names out there of those who aren't as known. This little bonus segment, I really want those who are somewhat known but not really known to reach a broader mainstream audience in America, in the UK, in the English-speaking countries. So, if you haven't checked them out, go back and listen to who I recommended. Let me know in the comments section on Anchor. Send me a voice message suggesting our next topics. On Spotify, give us a follow. Send us a message. Let us know what we can do to improve ourselves, what we can do to make things better. And I'm not talking about Scotty Sarr when I say going to get better. This podcast is going to get better. It's going to keep growing. It's going to get wide stream plays. And it's all going to be thanks to you guys who are listening, who are following, who are supporting and sharing. So thank you for doing that. The bonus part of this segment is over. I am now officially leaving this podcast for the rest of the day. I hope you guys have a fantastic day, night, whatever you're doing, make the most of it. Make sure you have fun. At least make sure that if anything ruins your day, don't let those 5 to 10 seconds ruin the rest of it. And if it does, fuck them. Who cares? The next day is always going to be better. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. The synopsis is finally signing out. Thank you and goodbye.